Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini subbing in for Dee today. She is traveling, but I am so excited to be with you guys. I sent it out on my blast, so thank you for all of you that were excited I would be hosting Dee's show since I'm taking a break from my own. So excited to be with you guys. I do want to talk a little bit about what's going on in March, and then we're going to jump into callers. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Nadia Angelini. I'm an intuitive life coach. Dee and I have been working together for over 20 years, and I'm the only one she trusts with her show. So hopefully we have a great time today. You can find me at intuitionbynadia.com. Every month I do a free energy update, just giving you sort of the feelers for what's coming in that month. And if you can take advantage of those energies, they're free. I only do once a month. I'm not going to spam you with a bunch of stuff. And you can subscribe at intuitionbynadia.com. Dee did want me to mention that she has a new webinar on healing the teenager within that will be posted this coming week. So stay tuned for that. Okay. So guys, in March, it's really interesting because when I was doing the beginning of the year and really tuning to the energy of 2023, they really gave me, even in January, that March was like when the gas pedal was going to start getting pushed. So there is a sense of it being a really powerful month. So I really want to make sure you guys take advantage of it. There's like a energy of passion, of movement forward, of new paths and opportunities appearing in front of you, like really powerful new energy that I haven't felt in a really long time. I got to be honest with you, like almost like 2012 energy, like very transformative. So we're moving from, for those of you that know, I like to do like a little bit of astrology in with my intuition. So we're moving from, you know, March is a Pisces month, right? So we're moving in this watery energy. So watery is about deep. What is deeply important to you? Get your priorities really, really straight this month, because this energy is going to find a fuel wherever you're putting your energy. So if you are in a place where you're like, I'm in gratitude, I'm feeling really good, I've been doing the work, there's going to be a boost of energy for that. If you're feeling impatient, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling doubtful, that energy is also going to get a boost. So it's really important to pay attention to where your dominant energy is. Because by the end of this month, you're going to see massive rewards if you're doing this alignment work right now. So continue to just stay true to yourself and your vision for your life. How do you want to see yourself? Whether it's your body, your relationships, your money, really give energy to those things that are really important to you right now. So my overall feeling is that you should make time to do things that feed your soul. I feel like I'm a doer, guys. So we're in the middle of a massive renovation in our house. So I always say I like to like get tasks done. And then I will sacrifice getting tasks done that make me feel productive. I will sacrifice my passion projects to get stuff done. And in this month, they're like, no, it needs to be reversed. You need to sacrifice the to-do list to do the passion projects, the one that may not be bringing in money right now, but that will. So that's what you want to think about this month. Not the stuff that is logical. It's more like, ooh, what lights up my soul? Because that's where the money's going to come in. It's like an investment in the money coming into your passion projects this month. Because this month, the dominant focus feels like money, success, accomplishment, that sort of thing. It's going to be more focused on your own personal success journey as opposed to, relationships or that kind of thing. That feels like the most dominant energy this month, or the focus. So There's this, again, leveling up that's happening. And you have to go with it, guys, because the good is going to get better and the bad is going to get worse. And this month is really, really strong in that sort of polar opposite energy. I put in my energy update the gratitude scale. And it was interesting because my husband and I were talking about this, and there's a guy named Lex Friedman. He's not my cup of tea, but my husband listens to him, and he's a scientist and a biologist. And he had somebody on that was completely backing up how important gratitude is on a scientific level. And I just love that science is, you know, in so much alignment with what we know. But it really came up in the channel this month of really checking where you are. Gratitude and appreciation are so important because it's really about what side of the street am I focused on? Am I focused on what I have? Then I'll get more. If I'm focused on what I don't have, I'll get more of what I don't have. So it's so important this month, guys. I can't even, you know, stress it enough. But the scale of gratitude is if you have to just check where you are daily, like really be honest with yourself. Are you in fear, in doubt, and frustration most of the time? You've got to do something about that to shift that. And that's what I'm here to help you guys do, is help you sort of soothe that and then learning to do it on your own. Like acknowledging your accomplishments, acknowledging your blessings. Even if it's, I have a roof over my head, I have food on my plate, whatever you can focus on that is true, that makes you go, wow, I have this. You know, I remember being a little kid, and I'm sure a lot of you had this, where your parents were like, there are starving kids in Africa. You should eat everything on your plate. And they were trying to teach us gratitude, you know? And so, but we don't naturally sort of do that. Like even my kids, they're not naturally grateful. They are loving life and in alignment, but the learning, you have to kind of practice it as you get older, okay? Because whatever you focus on is getting bigger, guys, whether you want it or not. Pay attention, because they're giving me this sense of like how we deal with disappointments. When we're really secure and in alignment and something doesn't go our way, our instant response will be, it's always working out for me. It's all good. Again, I'll use the example of this renovation, you know, with a renovation, just like a movie set, stuff is going to go wrong. And my contractor is always laughing at me. He's like, Nadia, we have a problem. I'm like, it's all going to work out. Don't worry about it. Let's hear it. What is it? And I have this energy because I've gotten ahead of this reno. So it always works out and it's always okay. So see how you deal with disappointment. Like, especially if you're a creative and you haven't sold something, or you're waiting for, you know, oh, this, you know, contract fell through or this client fell through. Just go, what does it make me know I want? I'm ready for the clients that pay me on time, or whatever it is. Do that pivot, because the way we deal with disappointment is really important. We need to rewire the way we deal with any disappointment, okay? If you're impatient, if you're impulsive, this is going to backfire on you this month. This energy is not going to work, okay? You have to step back and look at the big picture. You know, you have to align back with, what is my real intention here, right? What is it that's important to me here that I'm so impatient, you know? So sit with something instead of just acting this month, because this is a month that, like I said, things are going to boomerang back in your face pretty, pretty quick. All right, let's get started. I love taking callers. As you guys know, you can ask me a specific question or you can do a general reading, whatever works for you. I love having Stephen here because I can see all your beautiful names. All right, let's start with Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, Phyllis.
Oh, hey, Nadia. So happy to talk to you today.
You too. What can I help you with?
Yeah. Well, you know how when we do this work, we're moving forward, and then, you know, we have these fallbacks.
Of course.
And I had that happen in January. I was like, oh. And I finally realized, okay, that's a pattern. Here we go again. Let's shift that. Mm-hmm. And I felt I was really, I beat myself up a little bit. Then I was like, okay, I'm going to take positive actions towards being around positive people and getting mm-hmm. what I want, instead of fall into that, oh, I'll just settle. Okay, I can work with this.
Sure.
It's toxic, but oh, I can work with this. And it's like, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So
right.
Anyway, I just wanted to know.
It's because of desperation. You were a little bit in desperation energy.
Yeah.
And when we're in desperation energy, we kind of, you know, attract, I call it, you know, the low-hanging fruit, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because because that energy attracts other people that are in sort of lack consciousness. And what I feel like with you, Phyllis, is that because you're like me, we're doers, right? We're like, let's get it done. We're A-type. Let's go. You sacrifice alignment for doing, for action. And I think that one of the things I want you to be aware of is your low-grade anxiety about stuff, because I think you've done so much good work, Phyllis. You know, I've known you for a long time, but I really feel like it's not high grade anymore. But there still is a comfortability of allowing a level of anxiety that I want you to feel more peace and calm and balance. That's what I want you to reach for, peace and calm. When you feel that sort of, because it feels like anxiety to me. It doesn't feel like, you know, despair. No. It just feels like anxiety, like a little bit of anxiety that's sort of mucking up your energy because it's every day.
Okay. Yeah. I can sense that now that you've said it.
Yeah.
That would make some positive.
Day.
Yeah. That would make some positive.
It's really easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I reached out to a filmmaker. I've done photography on her set before, and we hadn't talked in over a year. And, you know, she just shows up at my house with a bed and a bouquet of flowers because, you know, I've been sleeping on the floor for a year and a half. And then
wow.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to reach out to these people who are just kind and loving. And
well, and by the way, that's then, a great manifestation. That's a manifestation of abundance. Milking those moments. What a beautiful, you needed a bed and this person brought you a bed and flowers. She brought you beauty and she brought you comfort. So, you know, I love that. And really milking that and being grateful. And ooh, more people like that. More things like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm, when you talked to me before about, you know, how photography really lights up for me and I've had so much resistance. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do transactional. But then I realized there's these creative avenues I can go down, and I'm just working on being more proactive about that. So I don't know if there's anything more I need to know.
I would say about that is, you're totally right. It's almost like I love the creative process, but I don't love the minutia of it. And I think what you need to do is, what would it take for me to love photography as a business? It would take having an assistant to deal with all the things. Like, what would it take for me to love it? So really start giving that energy instead of giving energy to, well, I don't like this. Okay, well, what would work for you? You know, you don't know how that manifests. There might be an intern that wants to learn it. You don't know. So it's opening up to, ooh, I would love to have an assistant. Take care of that for me. Oh, yes. You know, I want to win-win. I want to work with somebody that can handle the computer and do everything on there. And all I got to do is show up and be creative and give that some energy. I think that'll really help you too. What would it take for me to love this?
Okay.
What would it take for this to really work for me? That's a great question for you when you're doing the work.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Thanks, Nadia.
Bye, sweetie. All right. Next, I have Robin in California. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Nadia. Nice to talk to you.
You too. How are we doing?
Okay. I think I'm calling in for like a temperature check, a wellness check.
Okay, you sound better than the last time I spoke to you, so that's good news.
Yeah.
You're better. Money's still on the mind. Money's still an issue here. I still feel a lack energy. And that's where we're going. And they're giving me this really strong energy of like, keep following the door of your personal happiness, and the money will come.
Okay.
But you need to follow your personal happiness. There's this sense of you're better. It's way better than the last time we spoke. But there's still a sense of, I don't want to say depression. It's not all the way depression, but it's a little bit of powerlessness around money.
Okay.
Do you feel that?
I do. It's you used the word grief before.
Yeah. Well, we spoke before, yes. And getting stuck in grief, is really, you have to move through it. You have to just keep moving through it. And again, like, because you're grieving like a life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, you're in a big transition. So those are, you have to feel those feelings, as you know, as a therapist, right? It's funny to me because your passion project, what I'm privy to, of course, there is still this sense of I need other people, right? Instead of bring me the people, let's go. There's still I need. There's still a resistant energy there. If you could sort of clean that up. Yeah, because it sounds like it's like, you know, when you think about the passion project, your heart lights up. When you think about, again, just like Phyllis, the logistics, there's resistance.
Right.
Okay, so the logistics need to be cleaned up. What would it take for me to love the logistics? Someone else doing it, the money just being there, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Let me just see. I feel like there's one more thing for you, Robin. Hold on one sec, okay? Yeah. This is really weird, Robin, because you're so – you need to sort of – there's a sense of you, like, I feel you waking up in the morning in a low energy state. Do you feel that?
I do.
So they want you to start choosing to deliberately go, what can I do to fill my energy today? Like, this is something you need to, like, just choose to do every day. I feel like you don't know what that is and you miss the beach. There's a sense of, I feel like I miss you walking on the beach. Like that's what they show me. Like that would work for you. And that's not, you don't have that right now. Is that accurate?
Right.
Yes. So there's a sense of like the thing that would uplift me isn't here. Right. So they're showing me here, like putting on headphones and listening to a podcast or music and just walking where you are. Because like getting outside, getting your energy moving, like first thing in the morning. Moving your body, getting outside, doing that walk where you are. Not, I know it's not on the beach, but there's something about getting out and moving your body that's going to really help that energy for you. And just choosing to go, what can I do to uplift myself today? Like that's your intention every day. What can I do to uplift myself today? I want you to ask yourself that every day, and that's really going to help you. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, because March is important.
Thank you.
As you said.
Yes. Okay. You got to get this. I'm telling you, it's big. I can't even, it's between March and April. It's like going to be these 2 months are really, really, really strong. So you want to line up with those things coming in because they'll come in out of nowhere.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You're awesome. Thanks.
Mwah. Bye, sweetie. I have Maria in San Francisco. Hi, Maria.
Good morning. It's a miracle. And her name is Nadia.
How can I help you?
Okay. Oh, my God. Where do I even start? Last week we left off, I was recommended to do surgery for an intestinal infection-related issue. And I never moved. So I kind of fell, like, emotionally through like yesterday, and then I was just like suddenly I somehow started getting better. I watched a movie and just like one word like permeated my brain, and that's just how I am with like words and messages.
What was the word?
Valedictorian.
Okay. What resonated with you?
Be smarter.
Ooh, interesting. I love that. Like, you know, it's work smarter, not harder, you know, like that's the energy of it. You are definitely one of those people, Maria, that is constantly, you know, deceiving yourself out of your own power, you know, and I think that's what that message is about, is that you have the ability to be valedictorian of your own life, to be that sort of powerhouse in your own life. And you know, when we're faced with a disappointment, like, oh, I have to have a surgery and there's something wrong and this stress, what I want you to do is open to all the solutions that are available to you. Because they're showing me, even with this surgery, there are still other solutions available to you for your physical issues that I want you to just really open up to. Because I know that's a big thing for you. Money and physical issues, right? Those are the two big ones.
Yeah, that's why I haven't done any private, because there's so much that's going to occur and there's going to be so much money to be spent, and this person wants this and that. And then the move didn't happen because I didn't know where to go anymore. I didn't feel resonating anymore. And where I thought maybe was an option, there was a major earthquake and this keeps happening, like a major disaster. I'm like, ooh, that looks like a good area. Oh, not anymore.
Well, and just go, okay, the universe knows. At least I didn't move there. Thank goodness I didn't, you know. So I want you to sort of shift that. You're the one of those people that, you know, from my energy update this month, that really needs to practice that gratitude of looking for things, because there are so many things going wrong that it's just so dominant in your energy that things don't work out for me. That's sort of the dominant mm-hmm. thing in your energy. And I want you to go, things are always working out for me. I'm okay. Because you're mm-hmm. almost at that point, Maria, where you're at the tipping point. You're just not quite there. So that's why you haven't experienced the, like, oh my gosh, if things are really working out for me, you know, and I want you to sort of mm-hmm. open up to that energy, because it's available to you. It's so strong and calling you, Maria, everything's working out for me. Mm-hmm. The right, with the right timing and the right place. So, you know, that's the work that you need to do, is go, how could I shift this? What would need to happen for me to believe that everything's working out for me? The money would come through. I find the perfect place. My body starts to heal. Write all that stuff down. What would it take for me to know that everything is working out for me? You know?
It's such a long time. Yeah.
It's been a long time. Well, and this is the time, though.
Things have come through, and then I'll have a moment, and then it's just, I will have the problems still that need
of
to be
course.
Faced and dealt with.
Right. Well, because, yeah, so you look at, you know, this is what I was talking about in the beginning of, like, when there's a disappointment or
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
When there's a disappointment mm-hmm. of, like, oh, I was expecting this. But the truth is, you are expecting disappointment.
Mm.
That's, you're tuned to, I'm disappointed and things don't work out for me. So what I want to tune you to is, what does that make me know I want? What does this give me clarity about? I want to know my power. I want to know that I'm the creator of my life. I want to, because you've been an empath your whole life, this is why you've taken on so much energy that's sort of not yours, but now it's become yours, you know, because of the toxic environment that you've been in. So this is about
right.
you kind of reclaiming who you want to be in your real path, instead of the disempowerment path, the valedictorian path, the power path. You
mm-hmm.
know, that's what I feel from that valedictorian. It feels like somebody in their power, somebody who's smart, somebody who knows what they're doing, who has it together, right? That's what you feel,
yeah.
the energy of that word. So the universe is going, that's you, girl, over here, this way. So when I see something that's disappointing, you've got to do that pivoting work. What does this give me clarity about? You know, I was just talking to my mom's husband because he had a series of disappointments, and he was in, like, a very dark place about it, you know, in rage,
yeah.
because rage feels better than powerlessness, right? So it's, you go from, like, anger, frustration, down to powerlessness and depression, anger, frustration, powerless, depression, and that you kind of bounce around. So how do you move past that is by going, this has given me such clarity about wanting a place that's safe, wanting a place that's my own, that I love to be. This is giving me such clarity that I want my body to thrive, that I want to know my power. You feel how different those statements are, and they're true. And when I said them, your body resonated. Did you feel?
Yeah, it was just about how to continue dealing with the people involved that I'm related to, that I live with.
Sure.
That's always been an issue, because then my rule is
yeah.
don't speak to them anymore, but that does not solve the situation. And it just,
well, what solves it, and I hate to say this, but it's really hard. I get it. Trust me. I get it. Everybody, I mean, I am. I won't go into it, but I have people
yeah,
in my family that are challenging. Okay. That are challenging.
Yeah.
And when that happens, all you can control is what you're bringing to the dynamic. So whenever
mm-hmm.
I have somebody that's challenging, I write lists of appreciation. I write lists of maybe their wounding and how can I reach for empathy and love for that person? Not
mm-hmm.
for them,
mm-hmm.
for myself, because that will change the way they treat you. So reaching
how to love myself
for empathy
through
and love.
It. How to
yeah.
bring love into the situation.
How do you
I don't have
love?
To damage me just because someone acts damaging outside of me.
That's right. That's right. And with people that are toxic, or it's about setting boundaries in a respectful way, going, hey, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay to talk to me that way. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want us to be in harmony, and I know we have to coexist here, but that's not okay. But that's coming from love and respect. And it's
yeah.
instead of reacting and anger. And that's what's toxic, is that you get in these cycles of resentment, you know, instead of bringing love to the table. Bring love and empathy. And I guarantee you, Maria, these relationships, not, you can't change, you know, a narcissist, you can't change selfish, you can't change people, but you can change what you get from people.
Right.
You'll get them in the good mood. You'll get them in that, you know, so if you tune you, you change what you get. Because remember, you get what you expect, whether you want it or not. So that's a big thing for you. What am I really expecting, and how do I shift my expectations? That's your work.
Okay.
You got this.
So we'll
girl.
Move sometime.
You're so close to tipping. You're so close to tipping, Maria. I'm telling you. You just got to do this like every day. You can't use them as an excuse to feel bad. You just can't do it. Or anything. How can I feel better? How can I soothe this right now? And that's how you're going to become valedictorian of your life, is taking responsibility for your reaction and going, I need to find a way, even though you're right. Okay, it's not that you're not right. You are right, but that's not helping anybody. Okay, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right well, doesn't make me
so
feel
much.
Better.
No, it doesn't. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Right does not make you feel better. It doesn't get you over that hill. Okay, and this is a great time to get over that hill this month, because the energy will support you. Remember, whatever you're focusing on, it's like times 10 right now.
Oh, yeah, then that's not a good thing.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So you want to start shifting that on purpose. Yeah. Thanks so much, Maria.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we got on.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Bye, honey. Next, I have Cheryl in Houston.
Yay. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? Great to talk to you.
Fine. You too. Hey, can I give a quote to Maria real quick?
Yes, please.
Maria. Course in Miracles, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Oh, yeah,
just
that's
the quote.
Classic.
It helps
I know.
Me
it's
so
just
much.
A good
yeah.
one. It helps me, too. Us A-type strong
yep.
women, it's hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I am right, though. Yeah,
you know, it's that's finally dissipated in me, and that's kind of what my call is. So, man, after my reading with you, I was able to shift so much, and
oh,
it's
good.
Really yeah, and it's interesting when you sent out your gratitude thing, that gratitude scale, that I kind of fall on an 8 in a weird way.
Great. That's a solid. Solid. That's excellent.
It is, and here's what I notice about that, and what I'd like direction with, is that my natural state isn't content, which is the word that's in 8. Our natural state
right.
It, me and you, we're enthused. That's
sure.
what we are when we're flowing. And so I am content, and I'm not belittling it. I'm grateful. You know, I got a roof over my head. I have $1,500 in the entire world.
I should have used the word satisfied for you. For you, it's
okay. You're right.
With this.
Okay, because there's still a but in the content. So like right now, it's like, you know, everybody always says this, but it's so true, this call. Every single caller had something for me, right? So I've jumped the desperation energy, or I've managed to see it and release it and all these different things. So now, you know, I'm still waiting for my soulmate that I thought was going to show up last year. I still think he's tied to money and everything, and I'm good with that. And I know I'm fine just how I am, and all that's cool. And it's like, okay, literally I've got $1,500 in the entire world, and I'm not scared. Should I be? And I know I shouldn't be.
No,
I know that, right?
I know. I love
but it's
it,
like, I'm still content. But man, it would help if he showed up. But if he doesn't, I'll be fine. Whatever happens. But interesting spot.
So, yeah, let's tune this a little bit for you. First of all, you're doing really, really well. And they're showing me here so much wonderful things coming to you. So this in your escrow, it's on your path. And I just want to confirm that for you. Because they are showing me here wishes fulfilled, desires fulfilled. Okay, so that's the energy. But here's a little bit of the tweaking before we get there. Just a tweaky tweak. Which is this small thing of I'm different than everybody else. Meaning, everybody else it's easy to get married and kind of that, but for me, it's hard.
Yeah, because they're normal.
Okay, so it's so funny when you say that because, but there's still that belief that's locking you up a little bit.
Okay,
you know,
I can
it's
see that.
Easy
yeah.
for them. It's hard for me. Yeah, it's a small tweak. It's so easy to me. I got so clear. All this time, I needed this time. My discernment. I've never been clear in my life on what I'm ready for. I'm so ready for my partner. I'm so ready for – and by the way, you're like me. My path is never like everybody else's path. Okay? I do my path
yes.
the way I do my path. Okay? So
yes. And it is very different.
Yeah. Embrace and own that as your superpower. I don't do it the way everybody else is. And I didn't
okay, right.
settle.
Okay, yes, but usually people like that, they've got style and creativity and quirkiness, and I don't. I'm like Aunt B.
How dare you?
With still a weird.
How dare you?
Okay.
How dare you? You,
I still
Cheryl,
feel like Aunt B.
Cheryl, I adore you. First of all.
Thank you.
Anybody who listens to your voice can hear the charisma and the energy that you have that is so easy to like. So
that's
easy
a gift.
To enjoy. It's true. And I'm like you, I literally joke with people because I'm like, if I had like $1 billion, I'd be like, I need a stylist and a makeup artist. Cause I'm just not good at any of that stuff. It's just not my thing. I don't have that kind of swag.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not my thing. But I focus on where I do have it. It's like, oh, I just know what I like. So if I see something I like and it sparks joy, I'm using Marie Kondo, I do that. So I think that you're undercutting yourself instead of going, you are like a natural uplifting energy to me. And that's your superpower. But you just need to give that to yourself. It's like you want to be, you know how when you're in high school, all you want to do is fit in. And then you get out of high school and all you want to do is stand out. You know, there's that sort of dichotomy that happens. You kind of got stuck in going, I don't fit in.
Okay.
You know, on somewhere along the line, you're like, ooh, I'm not like everybody else. And you never reclaimed it as like, that's my superpower because I'm not like everybody else and I'll do it my way. You know, and I do it. And because I'm telling you right now, the man is coming. The man is ready. The man is ready. And you just got to go. It happens for me. It's magical. That's how I'm not like everybody else. It's magical the way it happens for me.
Yep. And
it
like you said,
right
I didn't settle.
Me.
Yep.
That's right. And I'm so clear. And I have all these years of experience to get such clarity on who I am and what I know I want. Whereas other people, like, I'm so grateful I didn't get married in my 20s. Oh, my gosh. No, I would have been divorced, girl. No. You know, or even my early 30s. You know, I didn't get married until I was 37. You know, so for, you know, not, you know, to have kids, you know, and I have my kids later and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest mom.
Yeah.
I go to my DK, my kid's 5. I'm the oldest mom. I'm 10 years older than every mom. And I'm like, that's how I do.
Nice.
Okay,
yeah.
It's all good. My point is, he's coming and it's all right there for you. So it just reframe that. You being different, reframe it as a superpower. And I think that's really going to light it up for you in the next coming
months. Do you
have
any idea how to bring money in? Just because I feel like I ought to worry?
Yeah.
Like,
okay,
this is,
don't worry.
This ought to be a scary level of money.
No. I get it. And worrying is just, you know, using your imagination to create something you don't want. They are showing me something here around in the community, asking for help, going to the community, reaching to the community.
I don't have a community.
So, like,
seriously.
Yeah, so I don't know what that, but, like, even, like, I don't know what skills you have, but, like, this is the example. This is not a great example. But, like, we have a Nextdoor app, but this is what they showed me in my mind, so I'm just going to tell you. We have a Nextdoor app, and I get notifications in my neighborhood, and it's like, hi, you know, I'm retired, blah, 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 blah. I'm a dog walker. If anyone needs their dog walking, I love dogs. I'm great with dogs. Let me know if you need it. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, here's something I can do for money. That's fun for me, that energy. But I'm putting it out to the community. That's what I'm feeling. I'm not sure what that is, but, and again, just going, show me where I can have fun bringing money in. That's what you need. I need to have fun to bring money in.
Somehow that
when
made me sick
fun,
in my stomach. That's interesting. Okay.
Why
I'll
did it make
it
you
out.
Sick to your
okay.
stomach?
I
so
have
tell
no
me
idea.
Why.
It doesn't seem like it fits.
Well,
and it
I think
doesn't
that
seem like
you're
enough.
Afraid. You're afraid to put. You're afraid. That means there's fear and doubt in putting yourself out there. which is important. I love your awareness of it. It's funny because they're showing me, like, I don't want to go outside of my house. I don't want to go outside of my comfort zone. That's the energy I'm getting.
Okay.
And I think you need to go outside of your comfort zone.
All righty then.
Like, discern, hold on, this is really important, and I'm sorry, Cheryl. Discern what I don't want to do and what I'm just uncomfortable doing. You feel the difference? Like, my son just got into preteen. He's 7, into preteen gymnastics. And it was yesterday, and it was a 2-hour class. And he got in the car, and he goes, I don't like it. And I go, why? He goes, because it was hard. It was hard because they're pushing it. It's preteen, so you have to get stronger. So you have to do things that you're not good at in order to build that
to become
muscle,
good
right?
at them. Yeah.
Yeah, and he did not like it. And I go, wow, it sounds like you were really uncomfortable. I was really uncomfortable. And I go, well, sometimes you have to, change is always uncomfortable, unfortunately. It just is a little bit. And that's what I'm feeling. Show me what's going to bring me joy making money. Show me how to put myself out there in a way that I feel safe, where I connect with people that are my people or whatever it is. Because they're showing me something here that you haven't thought of yet. And I don't know what this is yet because it's kind of here, but I don't see it. It's not solid. It's not solid yet, but just open to receiving this really fun way that money can come in. It feels fun. Mm-hmm. That's the energy of it.
That's awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So
thanks, Nadia.
Okay, girl. Sorry, that was a lot, but I think a lot of people got something from that from you. As well.
Yes, and
thanks,
I love
Cheryl.
It, and I love you, and I love everyone on the call. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye, honey. Next, I have Charlene in California. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Nadia. Nice to hear your voice.
You too.
I would love to just have a general today.
Okay. Girl, it's cold here, right?
I know.
It's so cold. All right, let's see what's going on with you. All right, interesting here. Remember we were talking about earlier in this call around, like, being right?
Yeah.
Like holding a righteous something. There's something that you're holding on to that's not serving you in that manner, but not exactly. But it's in that manner. Do you know what this is? It feels around family to me. Is there anything around family?
Well, something has come up. I'm going to actually be reconnecting with one of my siblings next weekend.
Okay,
and
there
we've
it is.
We've been estranged. The weird family dynamics that happen, and had to stay away to get healthy and stay healthy. And I've actually talked to you about it before about. And the one comment you made about my family, when I asked you directly, you said, you can't keep going to a dry well for water.
And then I've been
energetically working on that because I just want to let everything go and I just want to have, good relationships. And then my sister reached out to me and invited me, and I'm going to be seeing her next weekend.
Well, I think that's what they want me to focus on, which is, I love these kind of situations, and I think that you're going to get a lot of gift from the situation.
I think so, too.
Getting ahead of not worrying about what you're getting from her, but what influence you can be is going to
powerful. I want to go with no expectations, just to be, have fun.
But I want you to actually set an expectation that it's going to go really, really well, that you're going to connect in a way that you didn't realize, that this is going to be uplifting for both parties, that there's going to be love in the room. There's going to be healing in the room. I want you to really consciously set an expectation of, this is my intention and this is what I'm bringing to the table.
Okay, I've been
Not
doing
no
that.
Expectation.
I've actually been calling in healing in all my relationships.
I feel really emotional about this. It feels like there's going to be, she's going to have her wall up. She's really scared.
Okay.
She feels fearful to me. You don't feel fearful. You're nervous, but you're not fearful,
No, I'm not.
And she, I just feel like there's such an opportunity. Is she younger?
18 months younger, yeah.
Yeah, but she feels like a little girl inside. Emotionally, she feels like a little girl.
Uh-huh.
But there's this sense of like, wow, you're able to give her something and it's going to feel really good to you. Like there's a sense of you being able to empower her, which will empower you. I just feel like this is really going to be good.
Good.
It's going to be a little uncomfortable. So this is, remember we talked about opening your heart and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like this is the true test. This is like,
okay.
This is like, all right, girl, let's see. Can you do it? Can you show up?
I can do it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And that's how it's really going to serve you.
Okay.
It's coming in with love, with empathy, with the intention to connect on a soul level.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
okay.
She needs your help right now. I feel like she's going to ask you for help for something. You may say no. Like she might ask you, I hate to say this, like for money or something. Say no to that. But help empower
her to
create.
Oh, it won't be that. It definitely won't be that. But
I'm just
no,
saying,
she's
struggling with something, and she's going to share.
She's doing some renovating a home, and I actually am kind of not bad at design, so it might be something like that.
Maybe something like that. But there's something with her that she's going to share with you. But there's like this sense with her of like coming with love, but also knowing your limits and boundaries a little bit. So there's a balance of how can I stay open and still set a boundary.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I can do that.
She's a boundary pusher, for sure.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean by that? Like she...
Yeah, but I actually haven't seen that in her, but I, you know, haven't been around her for a while, so,
right,
you know.
Right, I'm just telling you what I'm picking up on in the energy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Here for Charlene. It's interesting because the key to this dynamic is really opening you up to love relationships. Like this is something that's like helping you unlock.
Yeah, I actually have been getting that big time.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I would love you to email me and tell me how it goes. If you're,
oh
if
yeah,
you're
I will.
I
will for sure.
Yeah.
Can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to just ask real quick. My son had moved out of state, and I just am wondering, is he in the right place?
What's
for
his
him?
Name and his? His birthday?
It's Cameron, and it's November 29th.
You know, it's not that it's the wrong place. It's that he needs to he needs to kind of bump his own nose, if that makes sense. He needs to realize what he doesn't want. You know?
Okay.
He doesn't have the gift of foresight. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't think things through. Okay. So he has to experience it and go, oh, yeah, no, I don't want that. But I feel like he's going to be fine. There's not a sense of, like, anything bad happening. It's just, like, more clarity. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I kind of sense that. I know he doesn't hate it, but I think he's in that place, you know, and I think I just wanted to make sure he wasn't, like, he hadn't, like, made a choice that's, like, just really wrong for him to move forward in life.
Yeah, he's in clarifying mode. He's in gathering data mode. He's like, wow, I like this. Oh, I really don't like this. And, you know, he's figuring it out. And I love that you're letting him figure it out. I think that's really important, is just trusting his journey.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know?
And I will email you after next weekend. I'll let you know how that goes.
All right. Thanks, Charlene. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Next, I got Paula in California. California is representing today. Hi.
Hi, Nadia. It's so nice to hear you. And this call has been so great. Totally lifted my spirits, that's for sure.
Yay, I love that.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of wondering about, I've just been so tired and wondering, it's about like distance and all this stuff, but yeah,
definitely one of those people. There's two things happening. It feels like part of it is you are sort of rewiring and you do need a little more rest. So there is a part of that, you know, that is happening. The other piece of it is you're one of those people that's tuning with finding your passion, finding something that excites you. We need more energy. We need things that fill up your gas tank a little more present in your experience.
Absolutely.
You know, there's more of the to-do list happening and not as much of the fueling things that are just fun.
Right. Because I just have a lot of things that I have to get done. Like the thing about moving and and all this stuff and finding, you know, putting out in the universe what my ideal, what I would love, you know.
Yeah.
So that's
Saying, though. I will say this, though. I want to tell you, I want to confirm this. The money stuff, it is, you've shifted your set point. I just want to let you know. Where you used to be around money, you are not in the same place. So keep doing what you're doing around the money stuff because it's working.
I don't even know. I'm just like.
So what I'm saying is, like, there's a place of, like, because you're focused on, like, where I want to live, I want you to go, you know, there's a sense of, like, I try to explain it to people. There's, like, you have a set point around each subject, and then each subject is sort of where you last left it. And it feels like you're not as worried about money as you used to be, whether it's conscious or unconscious.
It's true.
Yeah, so that's what they want you to keep. They're like, that's good. You've shifted that. You're not as worried about it. So keep moving into, I'm not worried about it. It's going in. Things are working out. Like that, just keep doing that work because you're at a new place with it. But as far as what can you do, like for me, when I was looking for my husband and I were looking for a house, it would be fun for me to drive through neighborhoods and look for things that I like. That would be fun for me, even though it wasn't like super productive. So what can you find in your life? What can you integrate into your life? They're telling me you have to start moving your body as well. That's really going to help with your energy. You got to start like exercising. You got to start doing
that. I agree.
Move the body, get it flowing because it's part of that like bottom chakra, that bottom chakra movement. Like yoga would be amazing for you and walking. You don't need to do like HIIT workouts, you know.
Yeah.
Yoga, walking, stuff to really ground you. Because once you're like grounded there, that's like your natural state is being grounded. That's when you're the most powerful, you personally.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I need to
like
get
grounded.
Out in nature. Yeah.
Yeah. And hiking, walking.
Once the weather clears up.
But like today, it's sunny. It might be wet. Put on some boots. Go for a walk.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be doing that.
Yeah, like get out because that's going to help your energy and just keep focused on what am I clear about? What do I know I want? And just do that every day, 15, 20 minutes, and get a little more rest. I would even do in the afternoon like a 20-minute meditation / rest, non-sleep deep rest in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help your night sleep because it feels like your night sleep has not been great.
No, it hasn't. I wake up early and I'm like stressed and it's just, I feel like I have this incredible anxiety, which is like,
what it is your cortisol levels. Your cortisol levels are a little messed up. I'm just being on a biological level.
Yeah, yeah.
First thing in the morning, mama, get outside and look at that sun. First thing in the morning, get outside and look at that sun. Your whole body's algorithm is off. So like the rhythm of your body is off. So what's happening is you're getting a cortisol spike probably around 3-4 in the morning.
So
what's happening is your cortisol is spiking. So if you take a non-sleep deep breath in the afternoon and you look at the sun in the morning and look at the sunset, those things will literally reprogram your brain. It's actually really, really powerful. It sounds really remedial, but I'm telling you, and we live here so we can see the sun today at least.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much, Paula.
So much. Thank
you. Talk to you soon. Bye, honey.
Okay.
Next I have Kathy in Chicago.
Hi,
Kathy. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Okay. I would normally ask about myself, but there's been some changes with my mom, and I'm kind of trying to get a feel for what's going on. Her name is Joan, and she's in Wisconsin.
Okay, and what's her birthday?
June 13th.
Oh, she's a funny lady. I like your mom's energy. I feel like when she was young, she had like charisma for days. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, such a vital energy from her when you were young, when she was young.
She could talk to anybody.
Anybody. Charisma for days. Just like so like light and talking. I definitely feel a disconnect from you and her. What is this? Is it because, not just because you're in different places? But there's like an emotional disconnect here. Can you talk to me about that a little bit?
We were never a I love you family and all the other stuff. So,
right.
You know.
But I will say, yeah, she came from a not I love you family, and she just kind of kept that going. I feel this sense of rapid decline in your mom, and it's because they showed me her young, right, with people, and that's where she's happy, and I just feel this, like, almost depression energy, which means, like, I feel her isolated. I feel her not in that energy anymore.
Yeah, she has become isolated in her apartment, and she doesn't want to go out, and she doesn't see why anybody would want to talk to her. She doesn't have anything going on in her life, so nobody would want to talk to me.
Yeah, she's on that, like, rapid decline energy.
Okay.
Because they showed me her young, which means she's starting to get ready for her transition. Now, that could be 3 years from now. I don't know, but she's giving up. Do you know what I mean? She's not who she was anymore.
Right. And that's – we had to move her apartments between Christmas and New Year's.
Uh-huh.
And so she's a little further away from the elevator, and it's too much energy to do that. And
you kind of – I just don't want you to take it on. You know?
I keep telling myself, I release you to your own I am presence.
Exactly. And just saying to her, wow. I mean, if she says something like that for you and your sanity, you know, it's going, wow, I hear that's hard for you. I get that. That change is really hard. Yeah, it's a long ride to the elevator. I hear you. Just mirror back what you say. That's it.
Yeah. Well, my brother made the comment this week that, you know, it's just sometimes he feels like it's so hard to be around her because nothing is good in her mind. Everything's bad in her life.
Yeah. And that's why she's in a rapid decline. And the body is going to start to rapidly decline.
Well,
she feels an extreme feeling of powerlessness and depression. Extreme. And I think that with that, it's hard to be, it's very heavy, her energy, right? So, you know, what's challenging around that is how do I hold my state around somebody who's in that heavy energy? How do you make somebody rise to you? And that's how powerful we are, though. Instead of how can I shift my expectation of my mom? Like, hey, I bless her. And I go, Mom, wow, that sounds really hard. I'm sorry you're going through that. But see, I'm holding my space.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds so hard. Wow, yeah, that's really tough. That's really tricky. Yeah, I'm so sorry you're feeling that way. That's it. I'm coming with love and empathy. That's it. And then I hold my vibration. Because that's what's important for you. Because she's afraid to die.
Is she?
Did she grow up religious?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a sense of she's going to hell. You know?
She does say that. She goes,
okay, yeah.
She says, my dad's with God in heaven, but she isn't going to be allowed in there.
And exactly. So that's why she's like,
you
stuck.
You raised us kids. We're all good. You've always been friendly with people. You were nice with people. You helped. You've had a great life. Well.
Yeah. And you know, this might be the time where you go, you know, Mom, I get it. And that's a really scary thought. But you know what I know? I don't think hell exists. I think it's all God. I think here's hell. And you know that by the way you feel right now. This is hell.
Oh, okay.
So go
and
to the light.
When you choose to leave,
gonna go.
You will be leaving
the
part you hate right now. You'll be leaving it behind.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because she's in a bad state. A lot of really heavy. But I think that'll help you also in communicating with her.
I'm careful not to take it on because I don't want to bring it home.
No,
I know
don't.
It's hers
no.
to deal
with.
Yeah,
it's hers. So you come in with, I want you to mirror my energy. I'm like, I get it, yeah. And Mom, you know, this is what I believe, you know, that energy.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right, guys. Unfortunately, that was the last caller I could take. I absolutely love being here with you. I know Dee will ask me back, and I will keep you guys all posted on when I'm going to start up my new podcast again. Again, this is Nadia Angelini, and have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.